Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
After fending off Eiffel Tower keychains offered by 7 different vendors, exploring the area around the Paris landmark and soaking our tired feet in the fountains, we decided it was high time we tried some crepes. The cute cardboard marquee next to the closest food stand advertised 27 flavors. Clementine was drawn to lemon cream, my friend wanted fromage, and Joel, being the resident carnivore, liked the looks of the ham and cheese. I waited to verbalize my choice since I did not want to influence anyone's selection. I've ordered food in the presence of my 6-year-old daughter often enough to know that no matter what she thinks she wants, what she actually wants is whatever I get. For the longest time, I tried to order stuff I was sure she wouldn't like, but that backfired because now okra, deviled eggs, and tuna melts are some of her favorites. As for my own crepe choice, I had stopped deliberating as soon as I spotted the cream cheese white chocolate flavor. We ordered and watched, fascinated, as the cook smeared batter all over a huge griddle. The first thin pancake was nearly transparent, and it was the size of a manhole cover. I smirked, thinking that obviously this crepe was way too large. It was simply unflippable. Clearly, it was going to end up in several crumpled pieces, exactly like my much smaller pancakes back home always do. Imagine my surprise when the cook gently rotated the pan with a deft turn of his wrist. Defying gravity, the crepe quivered a moment, then rotated, airborne. Then, much like a flat sheet being gracefully tossed onto a bed, it fluttered back to the griddle, a perfect golden circle. Well, I guess that guy must have lucked out that one time. It all happened so fast after that. Thick lemon cream was fluffed on and spread with a thin frosting knife. Then the finished product was folded and placed in a pretty ruffled paper. A moment later, we settled onto a nearby bench to enjoy our snacks. As it turned out, the cook was able to flip each and every one of those crepes without so much as a wrinkle on an edge. The lemon cream was fine, but boy, did I covet that cream cheese white chocolate that I had ordered. Those of us secure enough in our own ability to enjoy touring without having to ride to the top of the Eiffel Tower in a silly elevator still had some time to burn before the daredevils returned from their exercise in bravado. We decided a Seine River cruise was about our speed, so we lined up beside the pier. This was a not-so-amusing portion of our day, because although we saw wonderful things, we also saw the poor Cathedral of Notre Dame, which had recently suffered a devastating fire. Every tourist on that boat fell silent as we passed what might be described as a giant gray skeleton. Though I had read that the people of France have vowed to rebuild, at that point it seemed to me that only a miracle could ever put flesh on those bleak bones again. After a couple more days in and near Paris, we crawled back in our little rented SUV and headed out. Bound for Switzerland with stops at villages in the Burgundy region of France along the way, we were more in our rural element now. We screamed excitedly at the fields of wheat and barley. We'd see a cow and we'd go, "Cow!" And even tractors putt-putting along, holding up traffic, were a thrill. I guess we must have been homesick by now. At one point, Clementine poked her head out from her little hidey hole, looked around and said groggily, are we almost home?" We stopped in Dijon and bought mustard that was made with seeds grown in Canada. We paid twice as much for French makeup brands than we could have paid at our local drugstores. We chose what we thought was a Monet rain poncho, but which ended up being a reusable shopping bag. This became obvious when I excitedly pulled it out of my purse in the middle of a downpour. We ate countless macarons, and then we squeezed into the little vehicle, which seemed to be getting smaller and smaller as the trip continued.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at the same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Au revoir!